This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deubai stresses linking science and technology with country's modernization and production mechanism. Ruling coalition to meet again on Sunday to forge consensus on tabling MCC compact in Parliament. Government grants approval to Labour Ministry to advance process for constructing hospital dedicated to labourers. Nepal defeats Oman by 39 runs in match played on the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Global Qualifiers. And a court in India sentences 38 culprits to death in connection to 2008 Gujarat blast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deubai has stressed the need for linking science and technology with the country's modernization and production mechanism. Addressing the 45th Academic Assembly of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology in NAST today, Prime Minister Deubai laid an emphasis on the need of stopping the brain drain by fully mobilizing educated human resources in the area of science and technology. The Prime Minister also urged the youth scientists and expert technical forces to dedicate more time for new research and innovations in a bid to ensure quality improvements in people's lives and transform the status of the nation. The government has granted approval to the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security to advance the necessary process for constructing a separate hospital dedicated to labourers. Unveiling the decisions at the latest cabinet meeting at a press conference today, Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki shared that the government also decided to grant authority to the Secretary of Ministry of Health and Population to sign a tripartite agreement for the implementation of Global Funds Program aimed at preventing and controlling AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria. The government further decided to approve Drugs Regulation, Fourth Amendment. Pardon me, please listen it again. The government further decided to approve Drugs Registration, Fourth Amendment Regulation and Nepal Medical Council, Fifth Amendment Regulation. Likewise, the cabinet decided to accept the World Bank's loan assistance of $18 million for the COVID-19 Rapid Response and Public Health Risk Preparedness Project. The ruling coalition is meeting again on Sunday to forge a consensus on the issues of tabling the MCC compact and ending the deadlock seen in the parliament. A meeting of the top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Balwata today decided to hold the meeting again at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the discussion was held in a positive way regarding the smooth functioning of the parliament and tabling the MCC compact. He further said Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deubai met with CPN UML Chair KP Sharma only yesterday to end the existing deadlock in the parliament. An annual report of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission for the fiscal year 2020-21 has been presented in the House of Representatives today amidst the obstruction from the main opposition CPN-UML. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Lirendra Prasad Baru tabled the document on behalf of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deubai. The House will meet again at 1 p.m. on Sunday. A team formed to study hydrogen fuel production in Nepal had submitted its report to Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pomha Bhusal, today. A team comprising Secretary at the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat, Dinesh Kumar Ghimire, submitted the report, which furnished a number of recommendations to the Energy Ministry. The report recommended government move ahead by devising the legal framework for green hydrogen fuel. The report also suggests government formulate a special policy and a strategy and revise the existing laws related to energy production. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Health Ministry has reported 437 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The ministry also said 2,454 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, two corona-related deaths have been recorded today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,913 in the country so far. Nepal has defeated Oman by 39 runs in the match played at Al Amarit Cricket Academy Stadium in Muscat of Oman today. Nepal defeated Oman in the first match of Group A of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Global Qualifiers. Nepal, which was invited to bat first, scored a total of 117 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Arif Shaif scored 38 runs off 37 balls with 2 boundaries, while captain Sandeep Lamisani remained unbeaten on 16 runs off 7 balls with 1-4 and 1-6. Chasing the target of 118 runs, Oman lost all their wickets in 17 overs and were all out for 78 runs. Captain Sandeep Lamisani, Deependra Singh Airy and Komal Singh Airy's excellent bowling helped Nepal secure a comfortable victory over Oman. Nepal will play against the Philippines tomorrow. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sir Vasudeva has congratulated Nepali national cricket team for winning the first match played against Oman. Stating that Nepal played an excellent game in the match against Oman today, Prime Minister Deva congratulated Nepali cricket team via social media. You are listening to Read Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now in on international news update. A court in India has sentenced 38 people to death for their role in a series of bomb blasts in 2008 in the western state of Gujarat. 57 people were killed and hundreds injured in the bombings which took place in Ahmedabad, the commercial capital of Gujarat. The court in Ahmedabad also sentenced 11 other convicts to life in prison until death. However, the accused can challenge their sentences in a higher court. On the 26th of July in 2008, around 20 bombs exploded in the space of an hour across residential areas, marketplaces, public transport and hospitals in Ahmedabad. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Vasudeva stresses linking science and technology with country's modernization and production mechanism. Ruling coalition to meet again on Sunday to forge consensus on tabling MCC compact in Parliament. Government grants approval to Labour Ministry to advance process for constructing hospital dedicated to labourers. Nepal defeats Oman by 39 runs in match played against ICC Men's T20 World Cup Global Qualifiers, and a court in India sentences 38 culprits to death in connection to 2008 Gujarat blasts. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.